All unauthorized persons will please leave the chamber. All senators, please indicate your presence. A quorum is present, Mr. President.
The extraordinary apportionment session is called to order. The senators and guests in gallery, please rise for the opening prayer given this morning by our senator from the... We'll go with Senator Gates today. I think we need, he's our leader today. And why does he lead us in prayer this morning? You're recognized.
Please bow your heads. Almighty God, we come to you at a time when we need your wisdom, we need your grace, and we need your blessing. Be with every member of the Senate and all of the members of our professional staff as we work together in these next days to do your will. We ask all of these things in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by our Senator from the 21st, Senator Bennett.
To the Republic, which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senators, this extraordinary apportionment session will operate under Rule 13, as has been the practice for any other session other than regular session. The Secretary will please read the proclamation from the Governor.
Proclamation, State of Florida, Executive Office of the Governor, Tallahassee. To the honorable members of the Florida Senate and House of Representatives, whereas on February 9, 2012, pursuant to Article 3, Section 16A, Florida Constitution, during the regular session, the legislature enacted Senate Joint Resolution 1176, which that apportions the state into senatorial and representative districts, and whereas on February 10, 2012, pursuant to Article 3, Section 16C, Florida Constitution, the Attorney General petitioned the Supreme Court for a declaratory judgment determining the validity of the appointment, and whereas on March 9, 2012, pursuant to Article 3, Section 16D, Florida Constitution, the Supreme Court declared the plan apportioning the districts for the Florida Senate to be invalid under the Florida Constitution, and whereas, pursuant to Article 3, Section 16D, Florida Constitution, within 5 days of the Supreme Court's determination of invalidity, the governor must reconvene the legislature in extraordinary apportionment session, which shall not exceed 15 days, during which the legislature shall adopt a joint resolution of apportionment conforming to the judgment of the Supreme Court. Now, therefore, I, Rick Scott, governor of the state of Florida, by virtue of the power and authority vested in me by Article 3, Section 16D, Florida Constitution, do hereby proclaim as follows. Section 1. The legislature is convened in extraordinary apportionment session commencing at 1 p.m. Wednesday, March 14, 2012, and extending through 11:59 p.m. Wednesday, March 28, 2012, to adopt a joint resolution of apportionment conforming to the judgment of the Supreme Court. In testimony whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the great seal of the state of Florida to be affixed to this proclamation convening the legislature in extraordinary apportionment session at the Capitol this 9th day of March, 2012, Governor Rick Scott.
The Secretary will now read SJR 2 by title.
Senate Joint Resolution 2B, a joint resolution of apportionment.
Shall the bill refer to the Committee on Reapportionment? Senator from the 8th District, Rules Chair Thrasher, you're recognized for motion and announcement.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Rule 13.5 be waived to allow the Reapportionment Committee to report Senate Joint Resolution 2B no later than Wednesday, March 21st, and that the Reapportionment Committee today will meet after recess, 15 minutes after recess until 3:30 today.
So the motion adopted without objection. Senator of the 4th District, Senator Gates, you're recognized for announcement.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. With your permission, may I please review the schedule for the special session, which has been shared with Leader Rich and Leader Smith and Leader Gardner. A printed schedule has been placed on each senator's desk. There are two scheduled meetings of the Reapportionment Committee. The first, as Speaker Thrasher just announced, will be held this afternoon from 15 minutes following our recess until 3:30 p.m. The purpose of that meeting is to review with the committee the majority opinion of the Supreme Court. No votes will be taken in this afternoon's meeting. The committee will meet again on Tuesday, March 20th at 9 a.m. to consider an amendment which responds to and conforms with the court's ruling. In keeping with the transparent and open procedures we have followed throughout this process, as chairman, I will file the amendment with notification to all senators and the press by Saturday, March 17th at 12 o'clock noon Eastern Time. And then, Mr. President, the amendment deadline would be for the Tuesday, March 20th meeting will be Monday, March 19th at 12 noon. So in other words, a chairman's amendment will be available 48 hours before the amendment deadline to give other senators ample time to review the proposal and to file their own amendments 24 hours prior to the committee meeting next Tuesday. Assuming the committee agrees next week on an amendment, the full Senate will meet Thursday, March 22nd at 9 a.m. for a second reading. As is usual, on second reading, amendments to the committee's plan would be in order. In a moment, I'll offer a motion, Mr. President, to set the amendment deadline for the floor so that all senators will have advance notice of all floor amendments. If necessary, the Senate would meet again on Friday, March 23rd at 9 a.m. for the third reading. The joint resolution would then be communicated to the House of Representatives. The House would meet the following week to consider the Senate message. Mr. President, I move that the amendment deadline for the special order calendar for Thursday, March 22nd, be set for Wednesday, March 21st at noon.
So the motion is adopted without objection. Senator Gates, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, may I please remind all senators that amendments must have complete statewide Senate plans and be drafted to amend SJR 2B. In other words, if you're making a change or proposing a change in one area, to make sure that we have a compliant Senate map, then be sure that you show the entire map and that you amend to SJR 2B. All the same procedures for filing amendments that applied during the regular session still apply in this extraordinary session. Processing your plan, your amendment, posting the maps, download statistics, and the amendment language to the website so that the public and press can see what's being proposed does take time. So we would respectfully encourage you to communicate as early and as definitively as possible. If you choose to offer an amendment, please communicate as early and definitively as possible with the professional staff of the Reapportionment Committee. That way they can be helpful to you, and this will help senators meet the amendment deadlines. And that concludes the announcements, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Gates. Before I recognize the rules chair to close, are there any announcements? Senator Montford, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my pleasure to introduce to you, Mr. President, and our colleagues here, a seventh grade civics class, again from Montford Middle School, and the teachers, Mr. Busboom and Mrs. Wood. So, Mr. President, I present to you another class from Montford Middle School.
Hi. Welcome to the Florida Senate. Other announcements? Senator Storms recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President, for a question.
You're recognized for a question.
Thank you. Wonder when during the process we've had, during the previous process, we had lots of opportunity for public comment and a way to receive public information. And I just wonder how that, where in the timeline will that be? Will that be just in the committee process? Is there an email procedure so that the public is informed about that? Particularly, Senator Gates, as having read the Supreme Court opinion, I was very concerned about the panhandle and the court's opinion about the east-west lines. It seemed to me that it was a pretty clear opinion of the people that the rural interests did not want to be in competition with the population along the coastal areas. And I just wondered how the public is going to have an opportunity to express their opinions on whatever it is that we do, and how are we going to get that information to them so they can see and then they can comment on them if they're interested. Maybe nobody says anything, but if they want to, we'd like to get that information out there sooner rather than later. And perhaps the way to do that would be to contact all the people who contacted us for whom we have contact information and let them know what the process is so that they could enter in.
Senator Gates, recognize, respond.
Thank you. very much, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator Storms. You anticipated what the professional staff of the Reapportionment Committee is planning. That is that additional suggestions, criticism, or comments by the public are still being received. The website is still open to receive any suggested plans. And we will provide time as time allows in our committee meeting today and in our committee meeting next week for public comment. And your suggestion is a very good one. We will send an email today or tomorrow as soon as we can get one prepared and sent out to let all individuals who came to our 26 public hearings, that was some 5,000 people, as well as others, over 1,000 who've contacted us since then, to let them know that we are in extraordinary special session, what the schedule is, that we welcome their comments and input, and letting them know that the committee meetings are available should they choose to come here in person. So thank you very much, Senator Storms.
Further questions? Senator Braden, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Gates, it says that the House will do second and third reading on the week of the 26th and 28th. If they don't concur, would that mean we'd have to come back on the 29th or 30th?
Senator Gates.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I would like to ask the Rules Chair to comment when I'm finished. It is our expectation, based on my conversations with the Speaker-designate, that the and seeing their plans as they publish them, their schedule, that they plan to go into session on the 26th of March to take up a message from the Senate. If they fail to concur in that message, then we would have two more days, the 27th and 28th, should it be necessary for us to come back and respond to a non-concurring message. And I would yield, with your permission, to the Rules Chair.
Senator Ratcher.
Nothing really to add, Senator Brain, except the time starts today, 15 days, and it ends Wednesday the 28th. So with that schedule we have, I think we've built in a little bit of extra time in case for that contingency.
Further questions? All right, Senator Ratcher, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand in recess until Thursday, March 22nd at 9 a.m. or upon the call of the President for the purpose of holding committee meetings and conducting other business.
The objection, the Senate is now recessed.